Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
All right. The sound's being kind of weird here. Sorry about that.
You sound good.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what happened there, but is yours on a delay, Wayne? Is it just me?
No, I hear you perfectly fine.
All right, cool. I got a little delay on mine, but that's okay. All right. We've got a lot to talk about with OTAs and all the stuff going on.
Yes, we do.
My computer's being screwy right now. But Wayne, go ahead, take it away. I'm going to fix this.
Okay.
Lead us into this show, my friend.
All right. Listen, guys. OTAs, day number two, part two of OTAs, we are going to discuss. I'm excited. I'm sitting here reading some of the things that's going on in the chat. I did not get the news about Kinlaw slapping the hat off of I just feel like I want to start the show off of Grant Cohn. Like, I need to hear more about that. Like, what happened? What was said? Now, listen, I don't condone violence in any kind of a way. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I don't know what was said, John, with the Kinlaw and the Grant Cohn situation. But whatever was said, if that really happened, I didn't hear anything of.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep going. Let me bounce out. I'll be right back. Keep going, Wayne. It's your show, big dog. Sorry, man.
I got you, bro. This is what we're here for, man. This is that we tag team. Back again, checking the record. Let's begin. And so I'm a little excited to hear about that. But no, when John gets back, we'll talk about that. We'll dig into that. I do want to talk about OTAs because the main person we want to discuss from OTAs is who? Trey Lance. And how did Trey Lance look? Now, I have his stats from OTAs. You know, I have what he did at OTAs, and we can talk a little bit about that. Shout out to Matt Mayoko for putting that out there for everybody to have. And I actually have them. The 49ers went through a helmetless 11-on-11 session to end the 90-minute practice, right? Trey Lance was 15 of 17. John, I felt like we should start the show with the leader of the group, and that leader of the group is Trey Lance. And I felt like, let's talk about his performance at OTAs. Is it still delayed on your end?
No, it's good, man. I don't know what happened there, but we're fixed. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
Hey, thank you for being with us as always, man. These are turning into my favorite times of the week, man. And yeah, Trey Lance, not only was he the star on the field, 15 of 17, right?
He was the star on the field.
His press conference.
Oh, man. All right, give me one word to sum up his press conference. You got to do it in one word. Come on, teacher. One word to sum up his press conference. And don't you take my word.
Respectful.
Ooh, I love it.
Respectful. Respectful to the team, to the locker room, to what it means to be the quarterback of a team. And even respectful to the media members as he was kind of saying, like, I don't give a damn what y'all say. I thought even the way he handled that.
I love it.
Was good.
If I had to pick a word, it would be confident. Like, this kid is like oozing out this confidence. John, we work with kids. And I work with kids that are in the arts world, right? And the one thing I can't teach them, I could teach them skill, I can teach them tricks, give them tools. I can't teach them confidence, man. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that's something you could try to build it up. You know, you could try to, you know, reinforce and do things like that, positive reinforcement, but you still can't teach it. This kid has confidence. So whatever his upbringing was, whatever they did, they built a confident young man. And I'm excited to watch him go out on the field. And here's how I know he's confident, not just by the way he talks, but by the way the other players are talking about him. So when George Kittle was asked a question about him, it's like night and day from year one to year two in OTAs. You know what I'm saying? The kid goes out there and makes a mistake. He acts like it never happened, shakes it off, and then throws a better ball. That's confidence. You can't teach that. So that would be the one word for me, John. I love your word. I love it.
And neither is wrong, right?
Right.
And even I don't know if you watched the clip of Jerry Rice talking about him.
Absolutely.
He's just like eye contact was on, you know, I try to teach, my boys and my students different things, tell them, please, thank you, yes, sir, no, sir. All these different things like carry a long way. Eye contact's huge. Don't sit down when you shake somebody's hand. Learn people's names. And like they're little things. And whenever we talk about like draft stuff and all these players that we dive into. We don't get to meet them, Wayne.
No.
We don't get to have those interviews. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan said from the start is how much they loved Trey as a person. I think that's awesome.
Getting to see it because now the spotlight is shifting, right? And so we know for a fact. If you guys out there watching this show, the John Wayne Show, the...
Oh,
if you guys are watching this show and you had any inkling of there being a return of Jimmy Garoppolo, I think George Kittle pretty much summed it up in his press.
Yeah. And even Shanahan was just like right away, like, yeah, we tried to trade him. We're going to try to trade him when he's healthy. We're trying, guys. I talked about this a little bit earlier, but like this narrative of why aren't the 49ers pushing Trey Lance? Really? Like, who was the first person to talk to the press? Like, come on, guys.
I know.
People are just making stuff up.
Well, I think now, John, that they're starting to see it. It's 49ers time. They're starting to see it. They brought Trey Lance right after coach, right? And so you wanted to see, all right, you brought him out. Did he fail? No, he passed with flying colors, right? He was asked questions. He was asked tough questions. How about the fact that he was asked the same damn question over and over again to where he respectively said, please, I would like to not talk about that anymore. Yeah. I'm very confident where I am. I'm over the injury, right? And then here comes what you call it with the question about the injury. I just was like, guys.
It was a mess, man. And hey, man, shout out to Bro Montana. Appreciate the gift.
What's going on, bro?
He says Cone Pete himself and today's Kinlaw stare down. I know you talked about this a little bit as I didn't
hear what happened, John. So you have to explain it to me.
I'm not listening to that man's podcast. But apparently Kinlaw and him were in the hallway and he knocked the hat off of his head and basically cussed at him a little bit. And so I'm gonna say this, okay? Two things. It's a nuanced approach. It's never as easy as this or that. I struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Living in a society where people just sit back and talk trash and attack with zero consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I saying what happened today was a good thing? Whatever. I'm not going there anyway. Cone's a great big man. He can handle himself. And he sure as hell has bit off more than he could chew. There needs to be consequences for people's actions. You go after people's livelihoods. You go after their character. You go after, you insult them. Man, sometimes, guess what? You got to man up and, stand up for what you do. But if you attack people consistently for a living, guess what? Grow some thick skin. You need to deal with what comes your way. That's my own personal opinion.
Yeah, like I said, I don't condone if there's any type of violence, whatever. But again, everybody reacts differently, you know?
Yeah.
We're brought up differently, man. People say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never hurt me. That's bull crap. Because sometimes words hurt more than sticks. As a matter of fact, I break my hand with a stick opposed to you saying stuff behind my back, conniving like that stuff. It just sticks longer. Like, you're right. I don't condone the way Grant handles things sometimes. And I think he pushes the edge a lot. And maybe he just tipped this one over a little bit. Yeah. Don't know what was said. Don't know. But hey, he just got his hat knocked off. I didn't even know Grant Cone wore hats.
That's the emails that I've gotten before, we went live. I don't know. Again, I'm not going to watch the show, but, to each their own. And hey, man, you're going to go after grown men. Expect grown men things.
Yeah, things can happen.
It's just the way it goes, man.
I know this is off the subject, but I kind of envision this kind of like happening to me. So did you see the Barstool tweet about the guy at the airport yesterday?
And oh, I did. Yeah, bro, the fight at the airport. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and it wasn't even, it shouldn't have been a fight. The guy, the customer, was trying to say, you don't want these hands. But then the dude attacked him. Yeah. Smacked him in the face.
He came out into the thing. That's what I say. Like, treat people with respect.
That's it.
Treat people with kindness. Mm-hmm. It's community, right? And so, yeah, sometimes these things are going to happen. And I hate it, man. I don't like that stuff. I don't like violence. I believe in building up.
You're right.
But whenever you attack grown men for a living, stuff's going to go wrong sometimes. That's what it is. And I cannot in any way, shape, or form see that man as a victim in any way, shape, or form. I just don't see it. Yeah. That's just
I don't know what's
and I could be wrong. That's my opinion. Having said that, let's talk about positive things. Yeah, let's talk about great things. There's too many good things to talk about.
There was too many good things to talk about. And we were talking about Trey, right? We were talking about him going 15 for 17. Now, there's context behind that. And I just want to touch on the context. Like, let's call the context the check down, right? Because a lot of these throws, maybe 12 out of those 15s were check down throws. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, they're just check down. Excuse me. Jimmy sucked at throwing the ball to check down. Trey Lance struggled at throwing the ball to check down. So how about they work on the check down throw? I don't know how many times you watch football, not 49er football. Other teams play, and there's always what? A check down. Like, why can't we run those plays? Why do our plays got to always be the anorexins of Puerto Rico or whatever that play was from the Little Giants? Why does it always got to be some crazy drawn up schematic play? Why can't it just be all the guys are down the field? There's going to be a check down waiting for you. If you can't see them in the progressions, hit the check down. You'll get at least a first down out of it. Everybody's down the field.
And I'll say this, you know, even with the personnel drafting of somebody like a TDP, first downs are the new thing. First downs are the new thing in this Kyle Shanahan offense. You go back to those long, elongated drives where it just took so much time off the clock. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I think this is going to be. So not so much the Raheem Mostert 70-yard touchdowns, which are incredible, but way more long, sustained drive, just building that confidence. And that, I think that's where that comes in with the check down, like you're talking about. Get the first down. Get the first down, keep it going, stay on the field with your offense, wear down the defense. It just makes sense. I think that's the way we're going now.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
And that's the key. It's almost like you know, do you rather cut your arm off or like get stabbed like 100 times? Like, just cut my arm off. Like, just let me get it over with one time through. But it's, instead of keep stabbing me. And so that's what Kyle Shanahan is looking to do. He's looking to take little small incisions and find ways to just continue to get 4 yards, 6 yards, 9 yards, first down, first down, first down. And like you said, wear the defense out. And we saw that. We saw that was something that he was trying to do on last season. But now that you have a different installment on the offense, a la the quarterback, a la the rocket deep arm, a la Danny Gray, who could run down the field. And you heard Brandon Ayuk said, he's fast.
Yeah. Like, he can fly.
That's what he said. And so you got this. And so now you got these new pieces. Like, Kyle, I'm excited to see what Kyle Shanahan's going to do. It might not be all trick plays anymore. It might just be some good old damn, I'm going to put your fastest guy on my guy type of football. And so Jimmy Ward, I missed it live. I was on the show with Mayor Rohan. So we were doing a live show. Somehow he watched it while we were doing our show, and I missed it. I can't figure it out.
And Jimmy went off.
Jimmy went off. Key, but that's I respect the dog and Jimmy Ward, bro. I respect all of the dog. You know why? Because he faced adversity just about in every shape way you can find it in the NFL, right? They brought him in here. They tried to convert him to this position. They tried to make him this position. He got injured. He got this, blah, 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 blah. He finally got into his own skin. He finally became Jimmy Ward. A guy he feels like he should be in the Pro Bowl. A guy he feels like he made mistakes, left plays out on the field, this, that, and the third. But the dog in him is something that's not changing. And I don't ever want it to change. And I don't know about you. If you were GM, if I was a head coach and you were the GM, I would be coming to you saying, yo, how can we extend this kid and just make him a 49er for life? Because kid's a dog.
One of the things that came across was just, man, he's still got that chip. Like, he's pissed. Like, he said, like, I'm an all-pro safety. I'm a Pro Bowl safety. And one of the questions right afterwards from one of the – I forget who it was. But they were like, yeah, you've never received a Pro Bowl. Like, they were, like, throwing shots at him. Yeah, and
that's
so, like,
went off.
Yeah, like, and hey, maybe this is the way things are going. You know, Brad Graham said, like, that was the spiciest I've ever seen 49ers players at a press conference. And this is OTAs.
Right, they're not even competing.
There's no pads yet. They even got pads on, and they're coming after media members because, and it's both and. I mean, whether it was Kyle when the interview first started, the press conference started, people were asking some crazy off the wall questions.
Yes, they were.
And then shoot, even Trey Lance. Hey guys, please, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Two more questions about his finger afterwards. Jimmy, oh yeah, you've never, like, what the hell, man? And I'm very thankful for the media members and how hard they work. They do a hell of a job.
They do.
But, like, it is interesting. Like, this is – it's a weird climate up there right now, and I don't like it. I don't like that part. I don't know. Maybe
– I'm trying to figure out why it's so weird. Like, I get why – I get what you're saying. The reason why – I don't know. I don't know why they feel they got to go all the way to the left. And they're not, – I don't want to say they're not respecting the players because their job is to ask the tough questions, right?
Yes, I do. That's not want job. Layups. I don't want layups.
No. And so I'm with 49ers, girl. I was with the spice. Matter of fact, I was throwing some more spice on the joint. I was all for – I think I responded to Brad. I was like, all I heard was shit. Like, that's it. That's like the word, like the dog, the talk. And if they're going to come this spicy week, day two of voluntary spring practices,
exactly.
About that life, John. I'm so about that life. I'm about it. There's competition, bro, on every level, from the head coaching to Anthony Lynn challenging Kyle to like, I'm telling you, there's competition. Kyle signed Anthony for a reason. He wasn't being challenged. I guarantee you he's going to be challenged on some stuff. It's going to be so dope. I can't. I'm about the life. I'm about to subscribe to the life of the 49ers. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, even George Kittle, we didn't even bring him up. You know, he corrected people, like calling people out, their phones ringing during the press conference. Like, come on, man, what is this? Like,
was that Tracy's phone?
It was one of the
females, I think. It was funny though. The funniest part about George Kittle though.
Wasn't so great, man.
Yeah, it wasn't the fact that I thought he was going to slap Grant Cohn at one point. But that wasn't the funniest part. The funniest part was when he asked him about Jimmy. And usually there's really great things to say about Jimmy. And it's not that he said anything negative, but he said Jimmy won't respond. He won't answer my text.
He bought me a cell phone and now we haven't talked since. And they asked him, like, when was the last time? They pressed him a little further. He said, when we cleaned out our lockers. And so, like, yeah, man, like, and listen.
He said that's the way Jimmy handles his offseason.
Yeah, that's who he's always been. Yeah. I mean, you know, it'd be different if Kittle worked at a Hooters or something, that maybe, you know, they'd be hanging out.
I don't want you to get sued for saying that, man. Can I tell you what happened to me about the Hooters thing? Can I tell you what happened to me about the Hooters thing? Okay. So everybody out here that's watching, there's a lot of you, right? So this is what happened to me. We got the same cup. I got a DM, right, from some dude, right? Let me see. It's too far back. I didn't wait too many DMs. Anyway, I got a DM. He says, could I please remove the picture with Jimmy Garoppolo and the girl, because that's his girlfriend and she's getting harassed.
Oh, you got asked this.
I got asked this.
Did you post the original picture was out somewhere else, right?
No, I think I've posted it on Twitter first. I found it. I got it off of Instagram.
Gotcha.
But I mean, my reach is what? It was what, 10K at the time? So Grant hits me up. Says, yo, where'd you get the picture? So Grant gets the picture. And his reach is what, 50K?
Yeah.
So this is what I said to the guy. And I don't know if this was being inconsiderate or I didn't like the word harassment, but I wasn't thinking it because I felt like I was being attacked. So I said to the guy, I was like, hey, dude, and I know GS for life one knows because we talked about this on my show. I said, yo, did you hit up anybody else? Because I know I'm not the only person that posted it. And so I don't see the big deal. And I said, man, she posted it. So if anything, all I did was repost. Well, you shouldn't have took the thing without her permission. She put it out there, you dingbat. Yeah. That's what I was trying to she posted it. I got it from her. And so he's like, well, if you're not going to remove it, I'm going to contact Twitter and I'm going to get your account suspended. Now, this is before I got my Instagram hacked. And so I'm like, all right.
He's threatening any of this.
Yeah, yo. So he threatened me with that. And so I said, you know, I'll remove it. I had that five peachy. Peachy, can you find it? You know, we tweet like 100 things an hour, right? So this was days. This was like a week later. So Peachy found it and she typed it in and searched for it. Of course, it was mine. It wasn't Grant's. It wasn't anybody else that retweeted. It was mine. And so I removed it. And so he did say he hit up Grant. He hit up some of the other people, too. I know they didn't respond to his ass. I'm so mad that I had a lot of likes and interactions on that joint, too, man.
I think I'll say this, man. You come from a place. I know you. You didn't mean any issues. And the fact that you went against your own kind of self-worth to do that, that's a testament to who you are, man. I respect the hell out of that. So,
well, the harassment thing was like, I didn't like that. I didn't like that word. I felt like, how can she be harassed? Never mind. I just didn't like the word and like the connotation of the word. And if she was harassed, I felt responsible. So I just decided to, you know, just remove it. But it bothered me that he hit me up.
Yeah. That's where we're at today, man. That's where we're at.
Super sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah. Now let's talk positive. Jennifer Lee Chan, who is incredible. She put out the first and second offensive line rotations, which I thought was interesting.
Yes, she did.
Because again, Mike McGlinchey, who we got some positive news from, they fully expect him back, even though he wasn't out there. Daniel Brunskill dealing with some knee tendonitis.
You expect him back too?
Trent Williams he was a no-show. He wasn't there, but where he's at, he doesn't need to be at voluntary camp. So. Mm-hmm. This was one of the things you and I talked about a week ago before I went on my trip about, I want to see the rotation at center. It's weird. So here's the starting offensive group for today. It's only the second day of OTAs. Left to right. So starting at left tackle, Colton McKivitz, left tackle, Aaron Banks, left guard, Brendel at center, Jalen Moore at right guard, and then Justin School, who's back 100% healthy, at right tackle.
That's good to hear. Because I was concerned. I don't know if you were concerned about Justin School's health because he was coming off of the injury as well. So I was a little bit concerned. I actually like that first unit. If that has to be, like, just think about it. If that's the first unit that's going to grow together right now, that means that they're going to be really good depth, right? That's how I'm looking at it. Because I know when Trent comes back, he's back in that left tackle. But if anything, if he had to miss a game, you should be comfortable with Colton McKivitz, right? Right. Yeah. We saw it last year. Yeah, on the playoff run, like against the Rams. We've seen it. Like, you know what I mean? And so, unfortunately, Trent wasn't as healthy. I mean, he looked good in Dallas, but, I mean, it caught up to him in that Rams game. You know what I'm saying? And so, the playoff one. But, no, this is good. Jake Brendel.
You remember they cut him for the initial 53.
And then when they put
Givens, I think it was Givens or Marcel Harris. One of those guys went on, you know, injured reserve. Then they brought Jake Brendel back.
Yeah.
You remember? And so he was like the last one, number 54, and now he's getting those spots.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. We could do 55, but doesn't one of them have to be a lineman? And
you can only do 53 to keep, but then you get a pull two up. One of them has to be an offensive lineman.
Okay.
And another position.
Okay.
And that's kind of the way.
So you have to have a 53-man roster, and then when you do your games, you can pull two people up. And one has to be on that. There we go. Just wanted to get clarification on that.
Yeah. And so that was the first one. Now, if this is our starting five, you have to understand Trent Williams ain't out there.
No.
Brunskill's not out there.
No.
McGlinchey's not out there.
No.
And on top of that, guess what? There's still another one out there, Alex Mack.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, if for all intents and purposes, basically our second offensive line group currently. Jalen Moore at, you know, guard there. But then you look at the second group. Okay. Now let's look at the second rotation.
Okay.
Here, Sam Schletter, he was the left tackle.
Yep.
Nick Zekil was at left guard, not center. He didn't get snaps at center.
Okay. Who got snaps at the second center? West?
Keaton Sutherland.
I forgot about Keaton Sutherland.
Yeah. Keaton Sutherland got that. Spencer Burford got right guard snaps.
He got the right guard
snaps. And Jalen Moore was pulling double duty because he was right guard with the ones and right tackle with the twos.
Now, let me ask you this. Keaton Sutherland is a vet. Do you think only because of his veteranship, he got the second unit snaps over Donovan West? Or do you think Donovan West is that much of a project?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, but I do know he's an undrafted free agent. And so that kind of tells me, I mean, I don't see him as a potential option this year. I don't see him or Poe, who were not in either one of these first or second strings. They're long-term developmental guys.
Yep.
Now, Nick Zekil, I was very surprised he wasn't taking center snaps. Which, again, the number one thing I keep taking away from this, Alex Mack is coming back.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Alex Mack's coming back.
What did David Lombardi put up? Oh, he forfeited $100K in his workout bonus. It's $100K. I don't think he cares.
No, he doesn't care.
It's $100K. Dude's still on his honeymoon at this point. That's the way I look at it. And so I'm with you. I'm with you, John. But here's this is what I'm trying to say. I don't know if I'm saying it clearly. Today's starting unit is typically the backup unit, right? But this is also the unit, John, that Trey Lance has been most comfortable with, the unit he's been growing with. Like, you understand? Because Trey Lance was also on the second unit, right? So this is actually good for the second unit just to have that cohesiveness. I know there's no pads, right? I know there's not any hitting, but damn, he went 15 for 17. The offensive line must do something really well to pass protect, to get him, you know, to get the ball out and 11 on 11s.
I think you're right there. And, you know, again, I think Daniel Brunskill would be that center if let's say Alex Mack's out. I think he would be that guy, but he's dealing with knee tendonitis, so that's kind of where that is. I think the things to take away, guard is going to be a freaking brutal fight.
I'm excited.
And Banks, you know, he's in there. They're giving him the opportunity ahead of everybody else, you know. And I think even by putting Spencer Burford on the right side and Nick Zekil on the left side, even more buffer for Banks, because I think Zekil, even though I like his ceiling a lot more, I think he's too raw. I don't see him getting meaningful playing time this year. That's a long-term development guy, but that's just, I could be wrong there. I like him a lot, but he's going to take some time.
Yeah, very, very smart guy, very intelligent guy. Doesn't mean he can't go out there and learn the game, but he also played at Fordham and didn't play against some of the top defensive pass rushers. So it might look a little different when he comes out here and to the NFL level. So I can see him being a developmental guy, but that doesn't mean he can't get it right. But the 49ers draft years in advance now. So I don't know. They've gotten to the point to where they're going to draft guys that they can develop and be ready years two and three. Look at Colt McKivitz. Colt McKivitz was drafted in the fifth round, and nobody was like, who the hell is this? No one knew who he was. And then he came into on this team, and we still didn't know who he was. Then last year, he comes out of nowhere, starts week 18, and we're like, oh, snap. Yes.
Over Jalen Moore.
Over Jalen Moore. Yeah. The guy that got more reps at the spot during the regular season.
Yeah, it's rough. So, now, I got a question for you. This one's from 49ers Faithful Forever. He emailed me, and he wanted you and I to talk about this specifically.
Okay.
He says, was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the defensive line rotation and Hallelujah. What that would look like. Because, this is kind of, linebacker, which Z's had two surgeries. We'll jump into that offseason soon. Let's talk about this D-line. Who's your starting four? Let's start there. I think that one's pretty easy to see. And then let's go to a NASCAR package. So I want to go through both of these. So, Wayne, starting guys that come off the top of your head and kind of what you think that first four is going to look like.
All right. So it's tricky, though, because I'm going to put my best guys out there. And so I'm banking on Kinlaw being back.
Yes.
Right. And so with
Kinlaw, is Shanahan, by the way.
And so is Shanahan, right? And so if Kinlaw is
and
back,
Grant Cohn.
I think you start Armstead on the opposite end of Bosa. I know
you're putting him outside?
Yeah, I know people don't want it. I know they say he's better on the inside. We got some beefy guys on the inside this year, though. Between Ridgeway, between Mo Hurst, there's some guys we could put in there to mix up. So I don't know, man. I think you put Armstead on your first and second downs. You put him on the outside. You let these big guys in the middle eat up that stuff in the middle. Javon Kinlaw, Maurice Hurst, I would love to see that. And then you have, obviously, Nick Bosa. And so I think Nick Bosa plays all four downs. And then I think on that third down, you put where Armstead is dominant. You put him back on the inside and bring in your NASCAR package. You ready?
Yep.
This is where Drake Jackson comes into play. So
it's going to be the most exciting thing whenever that dude gets out there.
Yeah. I know a lot of people say we should start Samson. I don't know. I don't think he's startable. I think he's a NASCAR package guy too. I think he's a guy that can come in or a different type of package. I think he's a different guy that can come in on a third or whatever, but I think Drake Jackson eventually beats everybody out. Like Drake Jackson is the reason why, he's the D Ford guy. Like he's the guy you are trying to develop into that particular type of pass rusher.
Not I don't want him doing anything else early. Want him pass rushing.
That's it. So you put him in on third down, bro, third and longs, whatever it is you need to do. And you say, do one thing, go get this motherfucking quarterback. The thing that Drake has is bend. I mean, he could get around the edge, yo. So it's going to be very interesting to watch. They won't be double teaming him. So I think he can beat his guys one-on-one. Now they might have to start chipping him. He pulled off 5 or 6 sacks early in his career. They're going to have to start chipping him. And it might get a little tough, but then you chip him.
Pick your poison.
Got Bosa on the other side. He might as well just keep everybody. Put all 5 offensive linemen on Bosa and just take your pick poison if anybody else can get home. But that's how you're going to have to do it. It's going to be crazy.
Now, here's a question I have for you. Who goes into that Arden Key role, Ooh. The defensive end that goes inside on the NASCAR package?
Like that's cool, right?
That Charles Minnehue. You've got Carrier Hyder, who's a bigger body dude that can kind of jump inside. Kamiko Touré, who you just signed. Like
that's
there's
another
so
guy.
Many guys. Who's going to go inside? That's an end player. On those
see, I don't know. I don't know if I like Touré on the inside. I think he wins more on the outside. Charles Minnehue might be that guy, bro.
He's got that length for sure.
He's got the length.
He's one of my favorite Twitter follows too, man. That
he's a real cool guy too, man. I was in his Madden League for a little while. Then I was oh, this is too much. I came in and they were like, well, you got to be the Eagles. And I'm like, all right, cool. But they were already like 2 or 3 seasons in. So all my players, I ain't had nobody. I ain't had the time to sit there and build a squad. Like I'm just not me. No. Now, if we were starting over, it would be cool. I'll refrain from saying the word. I said mother effer on the show.
I don't think so. I think you said exactly what you said.
Okay.
You're fine, bro. You're good. We try to keep it PG
Absolutely.
Friendly as much as possible.
I was just quoting.
We're all right.
from Jimmy Ward, because that's all I was hearing. It was just like beep, 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 dude, beep, beep.
He was letting it out, man.
I feel like he's just extra confident. I mean, comfortable now. He's a 9-year vet going into season 9.
Yeah, nothing to lose.
Nothing. Zero. Extend Ward. That's what I'm going to start promoting.
I hope so. I want to keep him for the long haul. Now, another guy that, you know, might be in the conversation of extending, Aziz, had not one but two offseason surgeries, a knee and a shoulder. And, you know, there were the rumors people were putting out there like, man, we should trade, you know, Drake Greenlaw and stuff. I was very anti that whole take. But, man, I'm glad we kept him. Now, they didn't give really a timetable at all on his injury status, talking about Aziz.
This is a blow, right?
Yeah.
Because who did the 49ers?
Probably the biggest negative from today.
Yeah, and who did the 49ers bring in at the linebacker? I mean, are they going to bank on, you know, the guys that they have? I know they brought in one guy. Oh, my God, what is his name? Can't think of his name.
Oren Burks.
So they got Burks, right? And then they also got they drafted a couple of undrafted guys, right? Gamel wasn't out there today either.
Not there either.
I don't know if it was injury related.
DFF wasn't out there either.
And that was the other guy, Demetrius Felanken Files.
Because I think he would be the guy. I think him and Oren Burks,
yes,
they're fighting for that fourth spot.
Exactly. And so not having Aziz is a huge blow, bro. Because in my opinion, he had the biggest upside out of all three of the linebackers. And so he was playing for a contract this year.
Yeah.
I mean, so was Dre Greenlaw, but dang.
We're going to get some good linebackers. Yeah, I think that he'll be fine talking about Aziz, but the idea of him coming out and, you know, being ready for training camp, I don't know. I'm not holding my breath on that one. I don't think that's going to be taking place. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope so too. I hope you're wrong, because we need Aziz out there. But you know what? You need him out there healthy. So if he's not going to be healthy, just expect him to have him back, hopefully by preseason.
Right. Right. All right, here we go. Let's end this on a good note before Wayne gets out of here. I think this is a good note. I don't know. We both kind of had similar thoughts. When Kyle Shanahan was asked about Darqueze Dennard, I felt like it was like, oh,
I was
not expecting that at all.
So the way you weren't expecting that was the same way Kyle felt when they got Darqueze Dennard. He was not expecting Darqueze Dennard to be developed. Kyle said the kid outplayed my expectations. And so therefore they brought him back on a 1-year contract. They got him on a contract to come in here. And he was the starting nickel back today. He was the starting nickel at the nickel slot today. So he's out there with team one. And then I think with the team two, did he go to regular cornerback? I'm not sure.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't want to misspeak on that.
No, no problem. Yeah. But that Darqueze Dennard, man, look. John, I'm trying to figure out where the competition is going to be at the nickelback slot. I really don't see Diamador Lenore playing there, even though he has the size. But then there's Samuel Womack. He's young. And so he got the body. So it's going to come down to, like, them two, I think, the end practice. It's going to come down to those two guys. And then if those guys aren't the guys, they're going to have to figure that out, because I don't see Ambry Thomas being a nickelback for this team. I know he might.
I just don't see it.
Like, he doesn't have, it's not his games. It's not his game. He doesn't have the skill set. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's going to be awkward. I like Darqueze Dennard. Week 18. That's the only thing we can go off of. So we got to go back to week 18 and fall in love with him for week 18. Because
I need to get that up on Patreon. I need to go through the whole game.
Yeah, definitely do that, bro. Because that's when you're gonna fall. That's when Kyle Shanahan fell in love with him, and so you're gonna have to fall in love with him week 18. And I guarantee you, between him, you know what we're forgetting? Dante Johnson. So between him, Dante Johnson, and Samuel Womack are going to be
Diamador Lenore, and you don't put him in that category.
He does have the body type.
Gotcha.
Does he have the skill set, though?
We saw him play outside almost exclusively early on, and then they moved him inside, but we didn't see much of him in the season. You know, one thing that's crazy to me, Wayne, listen to these names, okay? Ambry Thomas, Jason Verrett, Samuel Womack, number 27, and Diamador Lenore, all are not projected to be starters. They're all not going to be starters.
That's true. That's true.
That's backup players currently.
That's 100%. And not all of them are going to make the 53 either. And so you have to look at it and say, somebody's got to be the nickel. We play nickel. That's like our base now. Like somebody's got to be the nickel, because teams are going to come out with three wide receiver sets and you're going to need that. Like, look at the way the teams are loading up. It's no more two wide receivers guys anymore. It's three wide receiver sets. So 49ers are pretty. And look at our, look who we're playing. The AFC West, all wide receivers. Let me ask you this question before we go. Does any team in the league, fear? Do you fear any team in the league that has like a four wide receiver set that you feel like we can't keep up with?
Arizona probably does it more than anybody else, but I don't fear anything Arizona does just because I don't believe in their coaching staff. I know that they've had the 49ers kind of number of late, but I just do not respect that franchise and how they run things. I mean, zero playoff wins in the past 5 years. Like, but that's the team that kind of comes to mind when you bring that up. But even them, I'm just like, nah.
And so that's why I brought that up, because when you talk about Tarvarius Moore, I felt like he's the perfect dime piece for the 49ers. But will we see it? And then if he's not the perfect dime piece, can he play the interchangeable safety role? Because he was out there with what, team twos today? They started Talanoa Hufanga out there.
I've been saying since the start it's gonna be Talanoa. They love that dude.
They love him.
He was a gold helmet guy. I don't know. I like Tarvarius Moore. And I think that again, the dime package, that's where he should come in. And he should be back. He should be the back dime.
Yes, 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 the deep one, yes.
Because when we do that cover three in the dime and you bring down both the other safeties, Jimmy Ward and Hufanga, good gosh, that's beautiful.
And then you leave him back there and he's playing single, whatever, and he can just – it's like the responsibility – he has the speed, number one, and then his responsibilities are lessened, and so he only focuses on one thing, and then he capitalizes on it.
I like it, man. Yeah. This is a good day. This is an eventful day.
It's a great day. It's a great day.
Great day. Well, Wade, you are the best as always, man. Appreciate you.
Anytime, brother.
Anything you want to promote or put out there real quick before we jump out of here, bro?
Hey, man, just, if you guys are out there in Instagram world, I like Instagram. So please follow me at Wayne Breezy, the number two, the original Wayne Breezy count. Still down for the count. I'm still trying to find ways to get it back. And if I don't get it back, did you hear that our brother Eric Davis got hacked today? And no. So, on Instagram, so ED has a new Instagram account. So make sure you follow his new Instagram account, guys.
I'll say this. If anybody ever asks for your phone number in Instagram or Facebook, don't give it to them. Ask a question. How do you know me? Something along those lines first, because that's how it's going around. Lots of friends, family members, same thing. So, just be careful with that out there.
100%, man. So, great show, brother.
You guys are awesome. All right. Until next time, next Tuesday, we got another John Wayne show. Until then, stay strong, faithful.
Peace out, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.